Play silly underdog picks with us. You can do it. You, the listeners, get three choices every week. Remember, if your underdog team wins the game outright, that's how you win. They have to win the game outright. It's not against the spread. You get then the points attached by the spread. All you have to do is go to thegamenashville.com for more details and play along with us. We'll make our picks. We'll review and make our picks coming up at high noon. Silly underdog picks presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket. Don't forget our NFL game of the week. This week is the Bucs and the Saints. Tampa and New Orleans. Kickoff is set for 3:25.
Can I ask
you? ESPN 1025 The Game. That's brought to you by Red Spirits and Wine in Bellevue.
I want to ask a question on that, but I think Bud Dupree is calling in right now. But real quick, did you find it interesting that Brady was doing the Manning cast while the Saints are playing? I mean, it's like he's getting a little scouting session.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Thought that was kind of funny.
There's no doubt. It was a good pull by them.
Yeah.
That, by the way, I think it's interesting because, as I said, with Russell Wilson going early on in the year, like, but these guys are so good, right? Like, Russell Wilson and Tom Brady are so good about not saying anything to make news for your opponent down the road. You know, Tom wasn't going to step in anything, that's for sure. All right, let's head over to the Titans facility. Let's bring in Bud Dupree, who is on the line with us here on Darren, Donick, and Chase. Bud, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Let's start off talking about those Cats before we get into your Titans team, huh? What a season they're having.
Man, the Marsh Stoops continue to do a good job, man, over and over the years, making those guys better and better. So, you know, he's continuing to build, man, and he's doing a great job.
You knew you played there. You knew what that dang record was against Florida. What did it mean to see them beat those Gators, huh?
Man, you know, it meant a lot. You know, he harps it every year, man. You know, the Gators, man, they always have a – they come in each season, probably put a W beside our name, you know, each and every year. But, man, you know, Coach Stoops always had a plan, but now, man, he just got all the right players and the right pieces in place from the players to the coaching staff, and, you know, they're getting it done. So I pray that they continue to get better and better each week, man, and just continue to ball. You know, it's a great feeling to see those guys, everything paying off for them.
I'm bringing this up because I grew up in Lexington. I grew up on Kentucky football, and okay. I never thought in my lifetime I would ever be talking about a team that could actually go 11-1.
No, for sure.
You know? So we'll see if it plays out. How about this Titans team? This has been an impressive, speaking of impressive seasons, the last 2 weeks, you go through the gamut of Bills and Chiefs and come away 2-0. I mean, I know this league is tough and there's no off weeks. You know, there's no out-of-conference games like you get, you know, in college football. Every week is brutal. But to come away 2-0, you guys, you have to be impressed. I know, you know, you got a big one this week again. But, man, Bills and Chiefs and come away 2-0, what were your thoughts?
Man, you know, it's – my bad about that. Man, you know, it's a great feeling, man, when everything lines up the way you expect it to line up, you know, the preparation and practice. You know, the coach is doing their part. You know, we're doing our part on our end. You know, going out there and actually executing what we do at practice, man, that's the best thing you see, and then come out with a W. And then, you know, it's better when you win, especially when you're doing the things right that you're supposed to be doing right. And that's what we try to take pride in, man. You know, go out there each day, play fast and play physical. You know, just continue to build and build over this season, man. It's a long season, so we got to keep our stride and keep this momentum.
You know, when you had to go through this in the off season, yeah, there's a business side. Like, yeah, you know, the number of zeros, you know, on the piece of paper does matter. So you have to factor in that. But the other part is, you know, the right fit for you. You have to make a decision of where you want to settle down, where you want to live, the market, the organization, the franchise. You signed up for the Titans, so is it? What you've signed up now that, you know, you're approaching halfway through your regular season, your first season with the Titans, is this the way you envisioned it all along?
Man, so through the free agency process, you know, I had the Titans were already rolling. The Titans have already been knocking on the door these last couple of years, man. So, you know, for me, it was a no-brainer. Closer to home, closer to Georgia, being in the South again, you know, close to Kentucky. So it was just one of those things where it kind of like felt that at home. So, you know, when my agent called me with a couple of teams and said these guys too, you know, I just told them just to focus on the Titans. And it's already a good staff here. The players here are already dominant. So, you know, for me, it's just a fun thing to come in on a team that's already having built and trying to build a tradition around and try to get that winning culture, you know, be a part of that.
Bud Dupree is on the line with us. You weren't here last year, and so, yes, they did have success, but the defense struggled. Couldn't get off the field on third downs, couldn't get to the quarterback. That narrative has changed this year, and the defense is completely different. Why is it – why especially those two categories, why is that working so well, Bud?
No, that's what we take – that's what we're harping on, man. You know, every day we're talking about disrupting the pocket, you know, making big plays on the ball, making splash plays, continue to get better and better communication. You know, KB, guys like KB, they harp on how they were last year, man, and he wants to make sure that people don't look at them the same way. So, you know, all the new guys, and we're coming in and trying to help these guys, you know, just meet their quota. And, you know, it's a fun time, actually, just being in the building, man, seeing the scribes. You can tell that there's been tremendous scribes so far. But like I said, at the end of the day, man, we want to make – those scribes at the right time and continue to build those blocks for the end of the season. Then people looking at us and like, oh, they really did change. And that's our main goal, you know, just the end of the season goal, you know, the big game, you know, just making sure we keep each week as a big game. So this game, this week is no less than the game from last week. We want to continue to build and build on that. And it'll make the defense look that much better the more games we stack consistently and keep putting up performances like we do.
How do you feel? I mean, you know, you feel like you're getting close to being the guy that we were talking about when you were on the other side playing for the opposition, playing for the Steelers. How do you feel?
Man, you know, it's a process, man, and I'm continuing to feel better each week. But you know, the process has been a long process, something that I'd never imagined. Something I never imagined, man. So, you know, it continues to get better and better each day. But, you know, I'm working hard. I'm doing rehab as much as I can. You know, I'm doing extra things outside of the facility, too, to make sure that, you know, I focus on my knee. You know, once I get healthy, man, it just be a blessing to look back on everything and say, man, we went through it, and we got here today. So, you know, I'm continuing to get better. But, you know, each and every day it's a step forward.
Talking to Bud Dupree, Titans linebacker, who's here with us on Darren Donick and Chase. Well, you got that first sack as a Titan under your belt last week against Kansas City. I know that has to feel good to do that. Are you a firm believer of, you know, as a pass rusher that you get one and it leads to more?
Oh, for sure. Definitely. You know, definitely. You just got to get that feel back in. And with me, man, it was just getting back in my rhythm, man, getting back in groove, getting my bend flexibility back in my knee, being able to, you know, turn a corner, and that's what it is. So each week I started to feel better, so I'd be able to do a little more things, be able to play on the game a little longer, and that also is a part of it as well.
You are considered one of the leaders on the defense in Pittsburgh, and you come in here and you've already mentioned guys like Kevin Byard, an established player in that locker room. But when you have that type of reputation and you walk into a new locker room, what is kind of the balance of, you know, trying to bring some of those leadership skills that you had at your previous stop, but also understanding that, you know, there's a lot that's also established in this Titans locker room?
I'm just trying to be me first and foremost, who I am. And, I think the guys appreciate that, you know, and I'm kind of like just – I'm not a real vocal leader, man. I'm just kind of like a do-it-by-example guy. So, you know, a lot of people just, you know, I'm one of the older guys on this defense now, so, you know, that plays a role in it as well. And, you know, I just try to do things the right way so they can see, man, you know, older guy still doing it the right way, man. He's in his second contract, and he just wants to win. So, you know, that plays a big part. And I think of the younger guy seeing that and wanting to just, man, let's just work so we can get to the level. And that's what I like to do.
You'll get to experience going back to Pittsburgh later this year, but how I know you guys have played the Colts once. How amped up is Denico Autry to go back to Indy where he spent so long?
Man, you know, Nico, man, he loves his game, man. You know, he he's very out, man. He, you know, he has his team. You know, this is anytime you play your old team, man. You know, it's going to bring some emotions involved. And you know, this is one of these games. You know, anytime you go back to your old team, that's what happens. So I know he's excited. You know, I know he's going to play his hardest. You know, I know he's going to play a good game.
We're talking to Bud Dupree, Titans defensive lineman. Big game coming up with the Colts on Sunday. And Bud, there was a moment earlier this year where I thought you showed a lot of guts. You came out and publicly said, you know what, I have to take a step back. And I wonder what that was like for you to do, because that couldn't have been easy. And you had to, because I know how badly everybody wants to play. You don't want to have to sit out, but you went through a serious knee injury. Darren and I, two of the hosts, we both had ACL reconstruction. Not while we were playing. We were well past our prime when it happens. But
we're
a little bit familiar with what you do every day, you know, to try to get back doing the things you love to do. But that had to be hard because you want to be there for your teammates. And I know that from the start the goal was to be ready to go for day one. But everybody has their own process.
Yeah, definitely. And that's what the thing I didn't really understand. I didn't really understand that the process is real different, varying on a person's body. And you guys probably can quote, if you compare your rehab side by side, it was way different from the next person. You may have did some of the similar things, but the way your body reacts is different. And with me personally, my body reacted so well at the beginning. I had no setbacks coming along, no things. And again, in my way, feeling great. But I hadn't played real football yet. And then once you get out there on the field, man, practice with these guys, and you know it's 300 pounds going against you, you're doing – drills, reactive drills where it's not on course, you know, just stuff is just happening. Man, that knee will take a toll on you, man, and get sore real fast, and you'll come to find out that you're not what you thought you was. And that's just what it was, man. My pride got in the way. I kept telling myself already I was mentally ready, but I wasn't physically ready.
And as you can see, week to week, you can see the improvement, not just with you, but I love watching the chemistry between the four of you guys, the five of you guys. You know, there's different guys involved there, but it looks like there's chemistry. Some of the stunts you guys are running, you know, Harold Landry will line up in a different place. You'll swing out to the outside at times. I would imagine that takes some time, right? As you guys, you and Autry are new, you're working in.
Yeah.
So tell me how that process works.
See, that's the thing. That's the biggest thing about it, building that chemistry with you guys. You know, me, Jeff, Nico, Ola, and Harold, we take pride in making sure that we're coming in here, man, and try to build that cohesiveness with each other. You know, being on the same page, knowing what Harold likes to do, knowing what Ola likes to do, knowing what Nico likes to weigh, knowing how Jeff likes to rush, and then that way we'll know when we're on the same side now, their tendencies, so we can make sure that it's the best. We're making the best choice for ourselves, so we can communicate well, and that just takes part of getting to actually know each other. You can know each other off the field, but knowing someone on the field, too, you need to know that as well. So, man, that's the biggest thing, communication and building that chemistry, like you said, man. It plays a big part. And being able to keep a pass where it's hot.
Bud, I'm just telling you as we wrap this up, you guys are at home that weekend hosting the Saints. Just letting you know, on Saturday, Kentucky will be over on West End playing Vanderbilt.
Oh, yeah, I already got a call, man. I hopefully get to go over there and see those guys, see what they got going.
You got to do it, man. You got to do it. That's perfect. It's all lined up for you. You got a home game on Sunday. And, you know, Saturday is what, a little bit lighter, a little walkthrough. You can get over there at West End and see that game.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm going to try my best to make it.
All right. Hey, thanks for doing this. Good luck on Sunday against the Colts. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you down the road.
I appreciate it.
All right, that is Bud Dupree. Good stuff from him. And we will come back, and we'll do our top 10 on the other side. But first, Willie, you're going to tell everybody about QC Kinetics.
QC Kinetics, yes, indeed. And I'm looking to see, yes. Let me tell you about this brand new sponsor. This is such a good option for people. You know, we're just talking about joint pain. We're just talking to Bud Dupree about his knee. And sometimes, you know, surgery is necessary. But there are other times where maybe that's an option, but you haven't considered all the options. And that's what QC Kinetics wants to let you know about. They're here in our listening area now. And so if you have chronic joint pain, if you're not having success with maybe a surgery you had years ago, or maybe you're considering surgery, or you've tried steroids or other types of medications, but if you're trying to get over this, if you're trying to avoid a surgery, how about this better way that you can consider? It's now available from the medical professionals at QC Kinetics. new therapies, advanced all-natural regenerative treatments that can not only just give you the relief, but to restore and repair damaged tissue so you can have long-lasting relief that you're looking for. If you've got that joint pain during the arthritis, knee pain, hip pain, shoulder pain, don't just think the old ways of dealing with it are the only ways. You can learn more about these new biologic therapies by calling QC Kinetics. It's a free consultation, 615-249-4024. That's 615-249-4024. These are remarkable treatments. They'll increase mobility, decrease pain, help restore the tissue. Call now. Learn more about these restorative, regenerative, and revolutionary alternatives. Don't wait. Call today. QC Kinetics, 615-249-4024.